We are doing Rashat Ramban, Torah Hashem Temima. Let's dedicate our learning this morning to Sarah Chaya Bat Dani HaKohen. And the Ramban has been telling us about the fantastic attributes of the Torah, and the Ramban now tells us the Od HaTorah Me'irat Inayim. And furthermore, page Kuf Nun Hei, the Mosad Rav Kook edition, Drashot HaRamban, Kitvei HaRamban, the Od HaTorah Me'irat Inayim. Furthermore, the Torah enlightens our eyes, Shegilta Lanu Sod HaYitzirah, that the Torah revealed to us the secrets of creation, V'hu Inyan Ma'aseh Bereshit. And that is, as we know, the concept of creation, Ma'aseh Bereshit, the actions that God took in the beginning of creation. K'mo Sh'amru B'Veda Shmot Rabba, as the Medrash Rabba says on the book of Shmos, Be'unkulus Hager, we know Unkulus Sh'aya Ben Achoto Shel Kesar, he was the Caesar's nephew. Unkulus, the son of Kolonikus, was his mother, was the sister of Adrianus the Caesar. And the Caesar, Adrianus, was talking to Unkulus, V'amar lein Unkulus setem rotani litgayer. I want to become Jewish, Unkulus tells his uncle. Amale, so Adrianus tells him, "Lebzuyash ba'mot ata rotze lidabek? You want to bond with the most shamed of nations?" Amale, so Unkulus answered Adrianus, "Katan shebahem, a little one of theirs, a little kid who's a Jew, yodea, he knows masha'en agoyim yodim, but all the nations don't know. Sheyodea manivra biyom rishon umanivra biyom shini v'shlishi. For every little boy." When he starts learning Torah, he learns Bereishis Bara Elokim. In the beginning, Hashem created. What did Hashem create on the first day? What did Hashem create on the second day? What did Hashem create on the third day? Amale, Sadrianus told his nephew Unkulus, Lemot Torah v'al titgayel. Go learn Torah, and don't become a Jew. Amale, kol mi she'eino mahul eino yachol lilmod Torahtam. Unkulus told him, if you don't get circumcised, you cannot attain the Torah. Shenemar, as the verse says, Magid devarav liYaakov, God said his words to Jacob, umishpatav liYisrael, and his laws to Israel, lo asachen lechol goy, God doesn't do that to all the nations. They can read the text, they won't understand the depths. V'ze metu, and this is truth, says the Ramban, lefi sheyesh batorah sodot ma'aseh bereshit shehizkir Unkulus. For in the Torah we have the secrets of creation, which is what Unkulus was mentioning, the Sod Ma'aseh Merkavan, the secrets of the heavenly chariot, the Sodot Achirim Rabim, and many other secrets, Shenemru Mipeh El Peh, that were passed verbally, orally, Ve'inam Nimsarim Ela Lechasid Shebi Yisrael, and they're only given over to a Jew who is especially pious or right, a Chasid. Ve'od She'en Achel Zo Chebein Mikol, and furthermore, someone else cannot attain them at all. You see clearly that Unkulus said she'en chachmei agoyim, that even the wise men of the non-Jews, they're the philosophim, they are the philosophers. Shubi me'a philosophim haya, for Unkulus was in the days of the philosophers miyad achei Aristo, shortly after Aristotle. Shekulam einam yodim ba'yitzirah ma sheyodea katan shebi'Yisrael, that all these philosophers, in all of their analysis, they do not know about creation as much as a little one, a child who is Jewish, knows. V'davar barur hu, and it is clear, sh'rov to'elet shara chokmot, eina la liyot sulam lezu, that the purpose of all other wisdoms are just like to serve as a ladder to this. V'la chokma shekorim hem yediyat abore, to the wisdom that they call, know thy creator. Ki kshehem evalim yemehem b'chokmat ha'igayon, for when they spend their days learning logic, so that they won't err when they try to prove a point. And this evolves into the knowledge of mathematics. And then the knowledge of numbers, the knowledge of geometry. What do they attain from this? What? I think that's geometry. So the things they gain from these knowledges, these different forms of wisdom, that they can tell you how high that wall is, how deep that pit is. And then they want to take these wisdoms that they've attained, estimating size, height, distance, They want to apply it to the stars and their orbits. Uvatoelet gdola ladat noot agalgalim achibuv apirud, and there's great benefit from knowing the orbit of the stars and which are together and which are separate. Va'aretz va'yishuv velikut ha'me'orot, and to understand Earth and where there's Earth is inhabited and when there are going to be eclipses. Umikol makom, and even though you're right, you do gain from having this knowledge. En atoelet gdola keneged ha'igia. The benefits are not as great as the toil it takes to attain these wisdoms. So you spend 30 years studying astronomy, and then you can predict when there'll be a solar eclipse. Well, whoop-dee-da. What'd you spend 30 years for? U'shiyatiku lechochmat ha'nigun, yiyeh ha'amal yoter me'ubev ha'toel p'chuta. And then when they apply these wisdoms to music, so then it takes much more work to apply the science to music. And what do you gain from it at the end of the day? So you have nice music, fine. It's, you get even less for your toils. V'hem atzman modim. And they themselves admit ki atoelet ha'gdola b'chol eilu, that the great benefit in all these different sciences, she'avo b'mechkaran l'chokhma she'korin ma she'achar ha'teva, that the greatest benefit that they want to attain is to attain the wisdom that they call the wisdom behind nature, what we might call metaphysics. V'chokhmat ha'elokut, and that really is the science of godliness. You're understanding what is metaphysics. Let's understand God's reasoning behind the creation of this. Why is this created this way? And they search and they admit that there are these celestial beings, what we would call angels. They say there are levels until we reach the one who is the cause of all causes, the one whose kingdom is elevated. And then they research, well, how did things evolve from God? And all other things they want to explain, they think they're explaining. And then they have all kinds of doubts and different arguments. Even they can't agree on how things work. Till you reach the one who they consider their head, their leader, and he himself couldn't come to a conclusion, we're talking about Aristotle, whether the world always was or the world was created. And he says, I can't decide, I can't prove this, I can't prove that way. And then he decides, according to his desire, he chooses to believe that the world always was. As the Rambam explains in the Morah Nevuchim and proves it from Aristotle's own work. Yes, sir? The ancient philosophers believed that the world always was. That's a good philosophical question. In a nutshell, the idea is like this. You were born from parents. They were born from parents. They were born from parents. What we see in this world is that humans give birth to humans. Everything begets everything else. We don't see anything else in this world. You never see that suddenly you have empty space and bam, there's a human being. Two human beings, man and woman, and then they bring other children, right? So when I analyze this world, I can say, well, all I see is the world that is. And in the world that is, I see that a human comes from a human. So if you'll ask me, where do all the humans come from? I'll say, well, they come from humans. And you'll say, well, where do those humans come from? I'll say, from humans. And you'll say, well, where do they come from? And I'll say, well, they also come from humans. This is the way it's always been. Now you understand that's a game. But the question is it really a game? Because what we're saying when we say there's God is we're saying, well, it doesn't make sense. My understanding is that humans come from humans. Very good. But I have a question. Where'd they all come from? So you'll say they came from themselves. What does it mean they came from themselves? So what we choose to say, and we have reasons to say it, we have logical reasons to say it, but there's also this basic philosophical reason. Even if we didn't have Ma'amad al-Sinai, and we didn't have the Torah, and we didn't have anything else, there's still a room where philosophically what we'll say is, well, there must be something beyond this realm that we live in. Because the realm that we live in, can all I see is that humans come from humans. So there must be this some force that is not limited to the forces we see here. And my answer is, well, the system I see here is a closed system, so to speak. And within this closed system, I don't have an answer. So I have to say there's something beyond this system. That something beyond the system is the first definition of God. The first definition of God is something beyond the system. When I go back to square one and say, well, where did it all begin? And I say, well, it couldn't have begun from a human like me, because a human like me, well, he came from a human like me. So I can't hit a square one, because I'll always say, well, let's go back another step. So what I'm saying is, well, then square one must be something that's beyond our set, what we see in this world. It's beyond everything here. That is the first definition of God. Now, who said there's only one? Who said that he's good? Who said he's still around? There are a lot of questions that doesn't answer yet, that need further discussion. But the first definition of God, if we're talking philosophically, is that. So it's understandable that if I have no tradition and I... Some philosophers do, and some philosophers do not. Some philosophers did, and some did not. Some said, well, you have no proof that there is something beyond what you see here. So you have a question. Well, where did all this come from? So I'd rather say it came from itself. What do you mean it came from itself? It means I don't have an answer, but my lack of an answer, I don't want to turn into an answer. Our answer in God is that question. Well, where did it all come from? That's God. Something that's beyond what you know, beyond all the forces you know. That's where it all came from. And other philosophers chose to say, no, well, I have a question, so I'll say, well, it always was. You understand? It's philosophically, it's not like it's so much simpler to say...
But it came from itself. It's not an answer.
You're right, it's not an answer. You're right.
According to the pattern that we're going with, something, it came from itself, it began to pattern.
Granted. So, in saying it always was, what they're saying is, don't break the set. Don't break what you see. You have a question? Okay, so I'll say it always was. It always was is the equivalent of saying, let's continue with what we see. Let's assume that this is what we see, this is what always was. You're right, okay. I mean, we don't agree with it. I have a hard time fighting the case for something I also see the flaw in. But I'm saying there is an aspect where what they're saying falls within our logical system. It basically says, I'm not answering the question. Okay, but you understand that what they're saying is I'd rather not answer the question than invent something which, from their perspective, I have no proof of. So we say, what do you mean? No, everything you see is proof of that. The fact that there is a world, the fact that you see everything, that is the greatest proof. Like a Rav once called in a philosopher, and the philosopher saw a beautiful painting hanging on his wall. So he said, where'd that painting come from? So he said, I left the room, and the cat jumped on the paint cans I left in the room. And they fell down, and the splotches came out exactly like this. So here you see the face, and here you see the hand, and here you see the teeth, and here you see... So the philosopher looks at him and says, you're nuts. The cat couldn't have done that. A cat jumps up, the paint falls down, and it comes out just like this. So the rabbi said to him, and what do you say about the world? I have teeth over here in my mouth. I don't have teeth in my nails. Everything is just right so that I can function in this world. And God created everything so beautifully, and you have an ecosystem. You have everything works. So you see this whole beautiful world, and you say, it just happened. It just is. That doesn't seem crazy to you. But to say that the paint fell down and made a beautiful painting, that is crazy. So, okay, fine, I'm with you, but I'm just saying, what they're saying is, let's not break out of the world we see, and status quo, what is always was. We say that aside from the logical claim that, wait a second, why should you say what is always was, where's the beginning point? And then we say, so then everything we see is a proof that God exists. But we also say God appeared to us. I mean, we have on tradition. 2 million people saw him. So it's a different world. Meaning I have every reason to go with that. I don't see the logic in what they're saying. Plus, I have a tradition that he did break the set. He did break the rules of the world. Every year we sit down and we hear from our parents, what they heard from their parents, going all the way back to Sinai, going all the way back Yitzias Mitzrayim. So we sit down Pesach night and we say, no, I'm sorry. There is an omnipotent force that runs the world. But I'm saying if you don't have that tradition, then you're posed with the question which way you're going to go. Okay, back to the Ramban. Vine, behold, Katan Sheb Yisrael, even a little kid among the Jews, Kara Beitzira Yoter, he's read more about creation. He sees in the Torah what was created on the first day and the second day. And if he analyzes it and he gets smarter and he understands more about what's going on, and he learns from someone who has a tradition of the secrets of the Torah, he'll know that the order of creation is that God created things that were more fine and then things that were more coarse. And the things of the latter days, the creations of the latter days, were really created, they were formed from the creations of the former days. And he'll know what are the fundamental forms of matter. And you'll know the different strengths of the fundamental forms of matter. So this will pick up here, Bezrat Hashem, next week, because I want us to still have time for the run.